Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. You're listening on The Fan. You're streaming with us on the YouTube page. Wherever you're at, we're at. Listen, if you missed any of the last half hour of the program,
we apologize.
Seriously, me and B went to Spain and by and large just had a nice time. The game was kind of a bummer, but everything Spain related was cool. Toby Altizer went to Spain. Everything Spain related was cool. Somehow Jeff and Rooster went to Spain and barfed all over the place. Anywho, if you missed any of that, you might want to go back and listen because it was a wild ride. Joining us now is
Nasty
our
ride, what it was.
Barstool Nate. Nate Dogg, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, welcome back, guys. How are you?
Fantabulous. Good, man. It was you ever been to Spain? I'm guessing you have.
No, I've never been to Spain. I've been to Portugal, but I've never been to Spain.
Would you be talking like JP and I if you went to Spain or like Rooster and Jeff?
I mean, I have a good time when I go places. I know you ate well. I know you drank well. I know that you both enjoy American football. So, I don't know. You make the most out of what you got. You had to watch a bad football game, but
we didn't barf on people's food,
great.
Though.
So, Jeff and Chris Russell barfed on people in Spain. Brian and I did not.
You shouldn't be allowed back in America. Disgusting. How dare that?
Obviously, disappointing result. Being here at the little past the halfway mark, but the bye week, how do you try to – I think there's a lot of layers to all the things that went wrong for Washington. I think injuries are a big part of it, but that's not the only thing. How do you kind of make sense of how did we get here?
Yeah, I think we've kind of week by week have put together this very jumbled puzzle where it's not one thing. It's kind of just a domino effect where one thing leads to the next. And it starts, you know, you can go back 5 years, you can go back to last season. There's a lot and lot. It's like an onion. You can just keep peeling it back with how the roster was built previous to this regime, with how Jaden, you know, it's such a difference maker. With him being hurt, kind of the team around him gets a lot worse, which leads to injuries because the roster was not built great under the Rivera regime. We don't have a lot of depth to plug those injuries. And just one thing leads to another, and you become 3-8 at the bye. It's a bummer of a season. It's kind of like what I like to call a wasted season. You know, we have Jaden under the rookie deal, and we know – we saw it last year. With Jaden, we can go very far. A couple bounces go our way, we can go extremely far with a depleted roster. Without Jaden, we are a bottom five roster, and we're seeing it right now. We have a lot of practice squad guys doing their best, but in the NFL, you're not going to win a whole lot of games with practice squad guys. It's unfortunate to be 3-8. A lot of people are saying, well, this will be good for the draft pick. We kind of need, you know, one of these elite guys to bring in, to plug into the roster and kind of jumpstart this team again. And I kind of agree with that. Jaden can't do it all on his own. It would be great to have a top prospect come in and be a difference maker. So there are, you know, if you want to look at a silver lining like that, I'm with you, but you want to see your football team win, and we're not winning, and it's a bummer, but I'm kind of mentally getting okay with it and looking ahead to what this team can be in the next few years.
What do you think they need to do moving forward? I know everybody say what prospect, this, that, and the other. How do you think they should go by it? Go by going and get better defensive players or better offensive players?
Yeah, all of the above, right? We know that
can't
we need
get everybody, though.
Of course. We need a difference maker at wide receiver, probably. We need an edge rusher. We could use a safety that knows how to cover and or tackle. We could use a linebacker who's a difference maker. There's a lot of holes on this roster that need to be plugged. And I think let's say we get a top 10 pick. I think a lot of discussion leading up to the draft is going to be, do you go for the one game changer or do you trade down and accumulate draft capital and try to, get a bunch of, not necessarily not game changers, but do you go for the home run hit or do you go try to get four singles? And I think that's going to be a lot of discussion leading up to the draft. I don't, as of right now, know the answer or even have an opinion quite yet on what the correct move is. We just know that we did trade draft capital for veterans, like a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, who has not panned out. And it would be great to get a couple picks back and, just start getting a younger, faster roster to develop some players. But at the same time, if you think that you can hit a grand slam with whatever pick we have, I think you got to go for the grand slam also. So it'll be interesting to see what the front office does and also what the fans think. I think it's going to be interesting discussions on both sides. And ultimately, we just have to trust AP to do what he thinks is best in the draft.
Yeah, dude, I think you got the right attitude. Eventually, that's what we're focused on. But I just am not mentally prepared to do it right now. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have months of draft conversation.
Oh, it's going to be painstaking at times, because I think both sides have fair arguments. Do you want more picks and more young talent and, get the depth chart younger? Or if there's a guy sitting there that you think could absolutely change your franchise, similar to Jaden, do you go for the grand slam? I don't know the answer.
I want the studs, I think. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can read all of Nate's work at Barstool Sports. Check him out at Barstool Nate. I think at this point in the season, there's really only one major question left. And Dan Quinn was kind of asked about it yesterday, punted. I think we'll get an update next Monday. But do you want to see Jaden back on the field this year?
That's the other conflict, right? It's tank for a draft pick versus want to win games and see Jaden out there balling. I can, again, hear both sides of it. I don't think this team currently is good enough to, really do anything. So when you look at it, do you say, hey, winning two additional games feels so much better than losing those games that I'm okay with having, the 12th pick in the draft as opposed to the fifth pick? Or do you say, keep Jaden on the bench, let him get 1,000% healthy. This season is a waste anyway. Let's not risk anything. Now think about it. Dan Quinn kept Jaden in a blowout game in the fourth quarter, and he gets murdered out on the field, and we all yell at Dan Quinn and say, what was Jaden doing out there? If we're 3-8 at the bye, Jaden comes back in and God forbid gets hurt again, those yells are going to be 10,000 decibels louder. What was Jaden doing in an injury plague season when the team's already out of it? But then he's a competitor. This is a professional athlete we're talking about.
Right.
And he wants to be on the field if he's healthy enough to be on the field. And you can't worry about what ifs such as injuries. So I'm glad I'm not in that position to decide what they do. I think it's kind of silly to play Jaden when the season is out of reach and he's been so banged up and he has no wide receivers out there to throw to. But I'm never going to look a professional athlete in the eyes and say, if you're healthy, you're not playing, because that's ridiculous. Like, he's born to play football. He wants to play football. He wants to be out there competing. So I'm very happy I don't have to make that decision.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair stance.
I agree with you on that one, Nate.
I also think
you're getting wiser, B. Mitch. You're wise enough.
I'm sad because you finally saying what I've been saying the whole damn time, and you were on my side this time. The people that go, he shouldn't play, then he'll get to a point, then they're going to turn on him because he didn't play, and they're going to say, well, if he had played, he would have grown. People say stuff, but they never, ever stick to what they say. They just constantly keep making excuses as to why somebody should try something to justify them. And then eventually they'll be pissed off at the player.
For me, the biggest issue, hold on, Nate.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So you got a bye this week. I mean, Jaden just got hurt 3 weeks ago. From what we've heard, we had Leslie Shepard on the show who talked to us about the injury. The word is 4 to 6 weeks to recover. And that's because there was no breakage, there was no tears. Like, by and large, it went well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You got a bye this week, then Denver. I think a lot of what matters is when is Jaden healthy again? When is he cleared? Because if we get, if this goes 6 weeks and he's not coming back till like that Eagles game, if they're 3-11 at that point, mm-hmm. I think that's a different conversation. Like, I think the when is going to matter a tremendous amount, not just the yeah, what
but
should
like,
they
just
do.
Just because I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks to get healthy and get back from it doesn't mean his has to be six. He could be healthy in 3.5 weeks.
Right.
You know, the whole thing about it is what happens with that person. And still, as we I know we look at everything, but we want to preserve everything. But still, you want him to get better experience. You want him to move on into better situations and how to handle stuff the next time he's in certain situations. You don't learn that on the sideline. I've said that for years. You don't learn how to play football on the sideline. You know how to play football playing football.
I think the question there then becomes how much development can you really have throwing the ball to Chris Moore, Robbie Chosen, and Jacoby Jones? Is hitting the books and hitting the film kind of equal to as being on the field throwing to Jacoby Jones?
I think more importantly, who he's throwing to is the fact that he's protected. And if he's protected,
yeah, and that as well.
If you're protected, you learn how to go through stuff. And if you're a damn good quarterback like he is, you can deliver the ball to anybody. But the main thing comes down to can you protect him?
Last year, if you think about last year, you had 17, which makes a huge, huge difference.
Huge.
And maybe you get 17 back. I saw Terry run around for the first time in a long time in Spain. I saw him in the locker room after the game. So, like, if you get Terry back, makes a huge difference. But, like, last year he was able to – I mean, that offense was highly competent with De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus. Like, I think those guys
were not born on it.
Right. I think you decide if you want Jaden to play or not, and that isn't necessarily based on the pass catchers you have, but, like, where everything is in its totality, including – like, if I had to guess, B, and I'm curious if you land here too – My gut tells me Jaden absolutely wants to play.
Hell yeah.
That's just how he is.
Yeah. But you want that.
Right.
I mean, that's it. But and the thing of it, it gets to the point where if it's a way where he can improve, yes. But if you can't protect him, then no.
Right. I agree with that. Talking with our friend.
And that comes down to play calling, how you do it, who's in front of him, whatever.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Nate, I wanted to make some time because I'm just left hand up on this. I did not pay much attention to the Caps while we were in Spain. I can't imagine trying
you
to get.
You didn't have opportunity to pay attention to them.
I mean, the games were at 2 a.m. I'm looking at standings, and standings don't always tell the whole story. I believe they play tonight, but the Caps are in the bottom of the Metro. Now, it's jumbled up. It's early in the season. I get all that. They've played about 20 games. Where are we at with this cap season?
I thought you were going to make some time to talk Mike Locksley, but I can talk Caps instead.
We can do that, too.
This Caps team is funny. We can talk about puck luck. We can talk about this and that. I think this Caps team is very good. It's some of the most bizarre losses that I've seen. So we outplay these teams, and I think the system is quite good, and things are clicking, but our special teams, penalty kill and power play, are just, I almost said a bad word, god-awful, and they can't seem to, just make that work. And if they can get their power play and penalty kill to work, I still think this team is extremely good, extremely talented. Beat the Kings last night. Kings are a very good team. Have the Oilers tomorrow, so see a little Ovi and McDavid. So, we're 9-8. 7 points out of first, last place in the Metro, but 7 points out of first. That's not that hard to, make up. I still think this Caps team is as good, if not better, than last season. It's been really annoying to watch them lose, to say the least. But I have nothing to worry about with this Caps team. If I know the Caps, like I think I know the Caps, we have nothing to worry about.
Okay, that's good to hear. And then certainly Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith comes out, makes a statement, we're sticking with Locks. We're going to try to invest more. I know you disagree with that decision. I'll let you get your piece.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a terrible decision. I think when you have a coach that is 30 games under 500 in the Big Ten and 39-73 overall as a head coach, and he's in year 7, I think it's about time to say this experiment is not working. It's time to move on. I think Jim Smith took the clown way out. I think his letter to the fans calling Mike Loxley's regime as head coach, like the best head coach in Maryland football history, was an absolute joke. I think Maryland's most unserious football program in the country. I think alumni like myself deserve better. I think fans across Maryland deserve better. And now we just have another year of Loxley. It sucks. It's unfortunate. Maybe we'll try again in 2030 to be a serious football program.
They go 8-4, 9-3 this year. I don't want to hear you saying nothing about how good you were.
It's not even possible. Already 4-6, lost 6.
They
got to
spend some money, man. I'm saying next year. They got to spend money. Maryland, if Maryland wants to compete at a high level, they got to do the same thing everybody else is doing.
I also wonder, I think if you want to be critical of Loxley's record, the numbers are the numbers. It's warranted, right? I also wonder if Maryland was to make a move this year with all of the, where are they in the pecking order? Say there's 10, 15, 20 open jobs. Where do they rank in that?
Yeah, so here's my take on that.
I just think that's
that,
worth
JP,
consideration.
Is we were never going to get one of the top tier coaches anyway that are on the move, the Lane Kiffins, the whatever, James Franklins. I believe that a hungry young coordinator from anywhere, from any school, could come in with a bunch of 3-star recruits and do better than Loxley can do with 5-stars. I don't think Loxley or Pep understand what it means to win in today's college football game. I think they've made that clear. And I think that we just need a young, hungry coach to come in and just revamp this entire program.
I don't necessarily agree with you, but I think the numbers, I think that loss to Rutgers made your stance more warranted. Is that fair?
Thank you. That's very fair. I'm glad to hear you say that.
The loss to Rutgers was bad. I think they've got this stud from Baltimore coming in. I think, you give Malik another year. I do not agree with you in the manner that, with Locks, they can never win. I'd love to see real commitments to the program and then find out. But I get a lot of people are really frustrated. I understand where you're coming from with that, certainly.
Sure. And if they are going to invest money in the program, I'd prefer to be with a new, coaching regime that just understands the current state of college football a little better, understands coaching a little better, understands how to win in the Big Ten a little better. I don't think you don't pump money into a school bus from 1930 that's just going to run off the mountain anyway. You pump money into a new car and you say, hey, go out there and do what you can and build this, build it from the bottom up. If everybody leaves, fine. Just rebuild the program.
If you pump the money into the proper situation, you can win, no matter where it's at. Just like the dude that left James Madison, went to Indiana. They pumped a lot of money into that, and they are kicking people's ass. The same thing could happen in Maryland.
The money,
but they got to support it.
That dude, to his credit, also won, and then they pumped the money up that much more, right? So it's,
yes.
There is a weird catch-22.
But you had to pump. You got to pump the money in at one point or the other. You're not going to win. I've been in this town a long time.
Pump all the money
in
basketball.
Maryland has pumped everything into basketball. They ain't pumped stuff into football.
Pump more
into
basketball.
That's why they're not winning in football. They moved to a division where football is a powerhouse and tried to still do that ACC crap, and they found out it ain't the same thing.
I agree. Nate Dogg, appreciate the time, brother.
All right. Hey, have a good bye week, and let's all refresh and, just come back stronger than ever. You all right?
Are you going to leave your apartment this bye week?
Probably not.
No.
Hold it down,
no, I will
buddy.
Not.
All right. See you, man.
Talk to you guys.
All right. That's our friend Barstool Nate joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. A bunch of people are on hold. We're going to take these phone calls. We tried to a couple times. Then we had the Barforama debate between Jeff and Rooster. nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Look, we were all hoping for more ups than downs from the Burgundy and Gold this year. It didn't go that way. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's a busted spring, loud noise, or it just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. You know, we recently upgraded at my house with a new garage door from Door Pro America, and it's one of the smartest home improvements we've ever made. Looks sharp, runs smooth, and really bumped up the curb appeal for my home. Based locally, Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage door openers, too. Do what I did. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, right now, you can get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com and be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There you go. We've had some folks on hold for a while. We're just going to let them chime in because
bring it.
It's been a kind of a crazy day. Usually is kind of a crazy day here on B. Mitch and Finley. Hope you've enjoyed it. Trucker Dan is on the line.
If it's completely sane, we got problems.
What's up, Dan?
What's up, fellas? We miss you guys. Going to do for the upcoming time. Because you look at everybody else, I feel as though we asking him to be the Superman. Last year, he was Superman. And this year, he can't. It's just too much for him. You look at all these other teams. And then, you know, this is me sitting back watching it. But, like, you think about it. You got Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. When have they ever played with a bottom 20 ranked defense or like no at least a couple talented receivers or running back? There's only us that do that. You look at all the other draft picks with Bo Nick, Drake May, Khalil Williams. They all have a roster around them. I get that we entered, but our roster is not it. So that's pretty much, I think the media, that's what they got to look at Adam Peters and hold him accountable to. What is he going to do to help the young successor be successful and the team? You know what I mean? Because we only got like a couple draft picks. So he got to go out and hit free agency pretty hard. You know, he can't be scared to throw money. And as right now, we got a little bit of money. I think we should sign some players right now because that way it gives us a breathing room for more of our cap space for next year. If he stalls like he did this year, it's going to be the same repeat. So I think the media should, that's questions for the media to ask him. Because, you know, us as fans, we can say our opinion, but the media is who bring our opinions to light. That's all I got to say, fellas. Happy to have you back.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Certainly significant questions for Peters this offseason. How are you going to build it? There's obviously holes. Thanks for the call, dude. I think last year, because of the success, it was easy to look past the holes. And I think last year they got the bounces, you know. Samerstil in that game in Madrid, the muff punt was bad, right?
Yeah, but came at the most inopportune time.
But he also had an interception just bounce right off his hands.
Yeah.
Like last year, I think he catches that. And some of that is just, I mean, people, I get asked over and over and over what is going wrong with this team. And I just think there's a zillion answers and there's no answers.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the phone lines going. Our guy Drew Cohen is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch. I had a question for you, but before I ask the question, I wanted to say two things. One is thank you guys for all the coverage and the social media posts and all that stuff you did while we were while you were in Madrid. For those of us that didn't get to go, it helped us feel connected. So really appreciate that.
Happy to do it, man. Thanks for paying attention.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, it was good. And then as far as the Jeff and Rooster thing, and this is not my question, but just another comment. I can relate to Jeff's experience, not so much Rooster, but, you know, in terms of which was worse, Rooster impacted other people, other people's lunch and food, and that's not cool. Jeff only impacted himself. On the other hand, Jeff's was a judgment issue and Rooster's wasn't. So, you know, that makes it worse. So I call it a tie.
All right, tie. I like that. But I think it's Rooster because he threw up on the food.
Yeah, that's not good. But I did have a question, and JP, you said this during Nate's segment, that we could be 3-11, you know, after the next couple of games. If we do that, that would be a 9-game losing streak. That would be the longest losing streak in the history of the team. And if we get to 8 games, you know, we've had 4 8-game losing streaks. 2 were in 35 and 50, and the other 2 were in 2013 and 2023. And by the way, in 20, you know, after those 2 seasons, the coach was fired. I'm not saying they should fire Dan Quinn, but I am. My question for you guys is, if we are tying the historic losses, we could also lose more games because it's a 17-game season than we ever lost before. If we meet those kinds of metrics, does that change how you view accountability and what we should do after this year if we tie the longest losing streak the team has ever had since 1935 or beat it, or we have the most losses in history?
I don't think so. I think I was on some team with 7 losses, and I think the problem with those teams compared to this team, those teams didn't have injuries.
I think
the injuries have to be taken into account.
I think the injuries have to be taken into account. I think it's a really good thing for Dan Quinn that they had the deep playoff run last year, because I do think any other coach in any other city riding a 6-game losing streak, the heat would be significant. I think if you lose all the way out and this thing ends at 3-14, that's going to look a little different. But I think the NFL is kind of I don't know. I really think they needed to beat Miami. I don't think DQ is on the hot seat, but I think more and more people are going to ask that question depending how bad the record gets. Thank you for the time, Drew. Appreciate it.
Hey, take care, guys. Good to have you back.
See you, buddy. Let's go to Mark in Burke. Mark, what's up, dude? Mark, you there, man?
Mark's not there.
All right, Mark. Appreciate you, pal. Mark is not there. Ed is in Rockville. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, this call is more for Jeff and Chris Rooster.
I like it.
Russell. All right, so here's the thing. Yesterday, I had a long day ahead of me. I moved into my new apartment that started at 6:37 in the morning. I did not eat. The only thing I had was coffee, right? Now, this is where it's going to get to the point where you're like, well, what is part of the story? I decided by 2, okay, I'll finish moving in time. Bought a Caps ticket, went to the game. Mind you, I still haven't eaten. Did not eat at the game. And I had 5 beers and made a drink at home before even going to have those 5 beers, and did not barf on anybody on the train, on anybody at the game. I did not barf at all, even on an empty stomach. Now, didn't Chris say he didn't eat or he was on an empty stomach or something like that?
Yeah.
No excuse. No excuse.
And he had one beer.
I didn't eat until 11 at night.
I'm not answering your phone no more.
I think Jeff clearly drank
Jeff,
too much.
You know I loved you like a brother, but you.
I think for Rooster it was seasick.
Chris is worse. Chris is worse.
Oh yeah, he's worse.
On his food people were supposed to eat.
Yeah, talking about they should have eaten it earlier.
Yeah, Chris.
They should have thrown him overboard.
I would have.
Chris's is by far worse. I got this tweet I thought was funny. Thank you for the call, Ed. Anthony Kelly hit me with this. He said, "What I see is an old man versus a young man. Rooster had one beer and got drunk, puked on himself and everything. Young kid drank everything, found an alley, and took care of business. Happens to the best of us. Father Time is undefeated." I think Roos got seasick. But what Roos did is far more gross.
Yeah.
Roos
is
definitely
seasick. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Paulie's on the line. Hello, Paulie. How you doing, man?
L to the W, man. Big bro, how you doing?
What's happening, man?
JP. My brother from another Caucasian mother, man. How you guys doing, man?
We're good, dude. How are you?
Hey, listen, man. I listened to the opening of Russell's show, and I immediately turned to you guys because I'm just like, I got to deal with growing up radio today. How you throw up on a boat, bro? Hey, come on, man. Seasick my ass, man. Come on, bro. You're a grown-ass man in another country. You talking about White Lotus. Russell is the White Lotus now, bro. But as far as this team go, man, I think they just going to have to embrace two things they're going to have to embrace. We look at Philly as the standard in the division, right? We got to embrace our youth movement, and we got to open up the checkbook also, man. Because Philly draft people, they playing. You know, Philly identifies people they want, and they sign them. And we can't go bargain shopping next year. All right? We can't. If you're going to sign some people to fill spots, you're going to have to open up your checkbook this year. And the people, I can't identify these people right now, but just off of last year, if you're signing these people to these one-year contracts, and I thought they was prove-it contracts, well, if they prove it, then you got to throw them some change. I mean, off the top of my head, I just say, you know, Jeremy Chin and De'Ami Brown. I mean, these guys was on one-year deals, you know, and they kind of proved their value to you, and you kind of just went cheap on us. So I think they got to embrace the youth movement, and they got to open up the checkbook next year. And I don't want to see us just tank out. I want to see us play. I want to see us get better. I want to see these younger guys play and get better. And then I want us to draft Jeremiah Love because we need explosiveness on offense. And we kind of pedestrian on that side of the ball, regardless if we have Jaden or not. Because coming to the season, I heard people kept saying, well, Jaden's going to make the receivers better, and Jaden's going to make this better. Okay, well, how about we make Jaden better by putting explosive players around him also, and we make each other better.
Amen.
So I'll take that off. I love you guys, man. Hail to the W, man.
Appreciate you, dude. Take care, Paulie. Let's go to, you know what, Landfill? Let's go to break. Joe and Manassas, stay there. You'll be the last call of the day. Nobody go anywhere. New week for bets. Yes, Jeff? I'm going to go to break. Joe and Manassas, stay there. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, folks. Love when Landfill plays that song. It is the end of a Tuesday show. Grant and Danny coming your way next. The boys are here in studio. I'm going to let my man Joe ask us a question or whatever Joe wants to say. Maybe he's talking Barfarama. Joe, what up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I love the show as always. And I was kind of going to get back to like what you started the show with about Dan Quinn calling the plays.
Yep.
I wanted to ask a couple questions about do you think it's the – I mean, I know he's got a better pulse on the team as far as calling plays. You talked about that earlier. But you also mentioned the fact that, like, playing faster, you saw guys playing faster. That seems weird, doesn't it? Like, why would you guys see players playing faster just because Dan Quinn's calling the plays? Does the guys have a better feel? Does he have a better feel for what the guys can do? I was just asking that because, like, why would they be playing faster? You know what I'm saying? Like,
they would be playing faster because right now your head coach is calling the plays and you have no excuse. You want to make sure you don't be the person that's messing up.
But Brian, isn't that you as a professional athlete, right?
I agree with you, but what I'm telling you is
they seem to be playing a lot faster with Dan calling them. And I had guys say it before the game. They're going to go out there and make sure that they're not going to be the guy who's going to be the blame. So,
well, I got you, but why can't they do that with Witt?
They should do that with Witt. That's what we were trying to say. I don't know, but they weren't.
But that's more of an indictment on the guys, right?
Like you're basically saying what I said earlier. I said exactly that. I said the fact that they played faster, they could have done it with him. So it comes back to the players, no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're in agreement, Joe.
I just wanted to clear that up with you, B. Yeah. I love you guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, bud. All right, we got all the boys here ready for a big week of betting, I believe. No Monday Night Football tonight. I don't know what we have tonight, but we're going to find out together. Let's get to Heard It Here first.
What they got to say was Heard It Here first.
Little juicy college hoops matchup for you, B. Michigan State against Kentucky tonight.
Who are you going with?
I'm shopping around. I'm checking out my options. That might be the only kind of juicy college hoops matchup. Navy taking on Carolina.
Michigan State, number 17, taking on Kentucky.
There's no like night
number 12
big hoops game. Kansas Duke at 9 o'clock. Kansas. Blue bloods and a half right there. I don't know if y'all made bets yesterday. Brian and I were in transit. How we feeling, boys? Who likes something tonight? Something tells me we're about to get into that part of the season where White Brian's taking Vermont versus Buffalo and such. Everybody's studying their playbook.
I'm taking the Celtics.
Lamphill taking the Celtics. Celtics playing in Brooklyn against the Nets, laying 10.5. Lamphill. It's a big road number right there.
Kansas Duke. Give me Kansas plus 11.5.
Kansas is supposed to have some freshman that's out of this world.
I'm going to take Kansas plus 11.5.
All right, no Wiz tonight. I think the Caps play tomorrow. Damn, we got no Wiz, no Caps, no Georgetown, no Maryland. You know who you could take tonight? You know what? I'm going to do it. You ready for my pick?
What?
Shout out to David Aldridge. Give me the American University Eagles plus 15.5 playing Rutgers. Local products.
Right. Right there. Give me the Trailblazers.
Jeff's in, what's the line, Jeffrey?
Well, the line is -2, but I'm just taking them to win. Because if they win by what if they win by like one or something? Or that counts, right?
If you have the money line, yes.
Money line, yeah.
That's why I'm taking it. I'm actually put money on that tonight.
Jeff, how long you been doing this show?
Bro, sometimes things just don't be as tight up there when I get surprised. It's okay.
All right, before we get White Brian's pick, I'm excited for caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to watch the Terps take on the Michigan Wolverines this Saturday. Join the Maryland Terrapins football for its 2025 home finale against the Michigan Wolverines. Don't miss your last chance to see Maryland football in Terpsville this season. Caller 10, 800-636-1067. You get to go see the Terps take on Wolverines.
And I'm going to close out, Brian. I'm going to take the Spurs with the -5.5 and give me Kansas plus 11.5.
All right. The B-Mitch parlay is in.
Yeah, it's in there. Yeah.
I'm going Columbia -6.5.
Going to the Ivy Leagues. Who is Columbia a 6.5-point favorite over?
Boston University.
Damn. All right. George Mason in action tonight, B.
Gotcha.
15.5-point favorites over Jacksonville.
Go, Mason.
Does this count as a local matchup? Are you ready? Longwood against University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
UMES? Where the hell is Longwood?
I think Longwood's down by, like, Radford. It's in Farmville, Virginia.
Nah, we don't count that as local.
That is not local.
It's not local. Just like you keep sending me stuff about this damn West Virginia being. They're not. And then I had somebody send me some stuff trying to say some part of West Virginia is in the DMV. It's not. Stop.
Harper's Ferry kind of is.
Kind of not.
Do we have any other local hoops in play tonight?
Yeah. The Jeff against the JP. Jay is going to battle each other tonight.
I might take the kids out for dinner tonight, B. Because otherwise, Delaware's playing. Is that local?
It depends on what part of the DMV, because the original DMV is Delmarva.
Dale, shut up, Jeff.
God. Virginia Tech Hokies hosting Miami.
Oh, I guess that's local.
But that's also football on Saturday. Somehow I changed gambling pages. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. I apologize. From 12:30 to 1 o'clock, it was a little gross around here. Don't blame me. Blame Jeff, and certainly blame Chris
Russell. Blame Rooster.
Thank you to Grace Rayner for joining us. Thank you.
Grace was good.
Grace was really good. Cody Toppert, head coach of the Capital City Go-Go.
I like him too.
I enjoyed talking to Coach. They got a game this weekend if you're looking for something to do with the kids. Thank you to Sam Cosme for joining us at noon, and thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us at 1 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Grant and Danny coming your way next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Owe you a voice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.